We live in a twilight world. Let's do another quick recording, shall we? I think, you know, little 10-minute recordings are the best way to go. They're not so hard for the listener. They're not so hard for me, the clown that's making these pointless videos. Anyway, so we had recently, what, 2 days ago now, the 10-10 explosions in Kiev. Some people are saying they were missile strikes. There's a lot of people saying they were actually car bombs. Either way, we know it's a load of deception and lies and over-exaggerated nonsense, propaganda, all to get the masses to invest their time and energy into the war, because that's the most important thing, is all eyes are on the Russia-Ukraine conflict. So, 10-10 was the date. It was also a full moon. These guys love their lunar cycles and their solar cycles. The architects of our reality worship the stars, and rightly so. I mean, we should probably be using the stars and the general kind of map above us to help with our own lives. But anyway, that's a different topic for a different day. 10-10, of course, correlates to the XX, an organization I talk about a lot. And by far, it's the topic I need to do more explaining about, because it's kind of the missing link in all of these illusion operations and illusion warfare and general deception that goes on coinciding with conflict, espionage, propaganda. This is it. These are the ones. So, they're called the XX because their actual name is the 20 Committee. And their symbol is obviously 10 and 10. Roman numerals 10 and 10, which makes 20. Now, their nickname is the Double Cross. Funnily enough, because that's what they do. They double cross everyone. We know that double cross means, you know, deceive or betray. This is according to the dictionary. Deceive or betray a person with whom one is supposedly cooperating with. And then it says as a noun, a betrayal of someone with whom one is supposedly cooperating. The example, the firm's representative claimed that the outside deal was a double cross. So yeah, that's what they do. They double cross everyone. They are double crossing the Russians right now. They are double crossing the Ukrainians. They are double crossing the Americans. They are double crossing their own MI5 and British intelligence as well. But worst of all, they are double crossing us, the public, the masses. You know, we're the ones getting deceived and double crossed the most out of all of them. Okay? In our illusionary world, this is how it works. And of course, what does it also remind you of? The puppet controls. You know, the hidden hand controlling, puppeteering two factions against each other. So when I see the double cross, that's what I think of. Puppet strings, the hidden hand. The hidden hand controlling these puppets, playing them. They actually originated, though, in World War II, and there's plenty of books about them. And it's pretty much well known now that all of the Nazi spies operating in Britain were being controlled and puppeteered by the Double Cross. Now, a lot of them handed themselves in. A lot of them were captured. But also, the main thing that a lot of these books don't cover is a lot of them were left alone. Okay? They were left alone to their own devices while the Double Cross was like a hidden hand working around them. A lot like the old cliche of the Truman Show. These spies would have been like Truman. With the whole world around Truman being manipulated, being directed, managed, with him not really knowing. Of course, in the film, he works out in the end when, you know, certain stage lights fall in front of him and he just starts to see them little signs that things are not quite right. But yeah, these spies would have been having the same kind of experience. The double cross would have stepped in and made sure they never got arrested. Say, for example, a local copper would have been like putting in a phone call to MI5 going, look, I think this Italian guy, he's a spy. I think this Spanish guy over here, he's a spy. The double cross would have intervened and said, yeah, leave him alone. He's one of ours. Don't touch him. He's fine. Let him carry on. And then, of course, what a double cross would have done is fed these spies what is called chicken feed. Now, chicken feed is true but useless information. So, for example, there's going to be a plane leaving from London flying to Edinburgh on Saturday with two diplomats. Okay, they would feed that to them and it would really happen. There really would be a plane flying from London to Edinburgh. And then, of course, the other spy, Nazi spy in Edinburgh, would confirm this. And it would all go back to Nazi Germany. And there'd be loads of, like, their own equivalent of MI5. You know, basically high-fiving each other about how great their system is, how good it is at spying, how good it is working, when really it's all being manipulated and puppeteered. True but useless information, okay? On the other hand, there'd be times when big events would happen and they would feed them what is called misinformation to throw them off the tracks. But for misinformation to be taken seriously, you'd first have to have months and months and months, weeks and weeks of being fed chicken feed, which checks out, okay? It kind of all boils down to, I don't know, just building up that reality around someone and making it seem real. Making it appear very, very real. Anyway, I'm looking at these books here. There's quite a few books written about the double cross system. I haven't read any of these ones. I think that name, though, is interesting. J.C. Masterman. Jesus Christ Masterman. But here's one, like the double cross system, the classic account of World War II spy masters. Here's an old version. I really like the way that the Nazi, the swastika is in there with the Union Jack, because both sides are getting played. This is what people have to understand. The Allies and the Axis were both getting played by the City of London. And the same thing is happening now. The coalition in Afghanistan and the so-called Taliban, Al-Qaeda, are all getting puppeted by the same people. Russia and Ukraine are both getting puppeteered by the same people. China and Taiwan are getting puppeteered by the same people. The double cross, these are the architects. These are the directors of the show. And they've been doing it a long time. The fact they use Roman numerals as their symbol kind of, I think, is a sign they've been around since the Roman times playing this game. Now, here's where I'm going to get a bit woo-woo. Are they even human? I'm being serious. I know this is where I lose a few people. Are they even human? Perhaps they're AI. Perhaps it's 20 Black Cube AI supercomputers. I don't know. We don't know. And we'll probably never know. These are things that we'll never know. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they are. And the chances of us getting to them are pretty slim. Here's another book. The Double Cross. And at the bottom there it says, by means of the double cross system, we actively ran and controlled the German espionage system in this country. That's obviously a quote there. Incredible stuff, man. See, I've watched thousands of hours of documentaries on World War II. And this subject's very, very rarely covered, ever. They mainly focus on the D-Day landings, Dunkirk, and Stalingrad and Leningrad. Because that had the most kind of like footage of artillery guns just firing off into the distance. So it's the easiest stuff to show the public and the later generations that the war was real because there was footage that went along with it. And the dumbed down masses consider well edited footage as proof of reality, unfortunately. Here's another book. That's interesting at the top there. It says Espionage/Intelligence Library. Is that a real library? Might be worth checking out. How Britain sabotaged Nazi spies in one of the greatest espionage coups of all time. The double cross system. In the war of 1939 to 1945. J.C. Masterman. So you can, of course, go onto Wikipedia and get a very watered-down version of what the double cross is. You've got to remember, the Wikipedia is there to help build the false reality, okay? So we can use Wikipedia to kind of look at what they're trying to portray to the masses, but don't take Wikipedia as some sort of arbiter of truth, because it's not. There's truth in here, 100%, but there's a lot of stuff that's not in here. Like, I had a quick read. I've read through the double cross on Wikipedia many times, and they don't really talk about the fact that many of these spies had no idea they were being played. So that's the kind of thing I'm adding towards this whole concept. But definitely, guys, you should definitely go and have a look at the 20 committee, the double cross system. It's without a doubt the missing puzzle piece into how illusion warfare is pulled off and how worlds are hoaxed, nations are hoaxed, the world is hoaxed into believing a war is happening when it's merely just lots of men dressed up in uniform getting moved around and engineered destruction of strategic locations and human trafficking of the masses. We live in a twilight world. There are no friends at dusk.